The 2014 federal report found IOSHA only employed 38 of the allocated 63 compliance officers and said that deficiency is evident in the number of inspections it completed, only 56% of its goal. It took IOSHA an average of 72 days to investigate complaints, and national guidelines mandate a 5-day response time. Purdue Occupational and Environmental Health Science Professor Frank Rosenthal says that's troubling.
Inspections is a major component of what OSHA does. And we know that OSHA inspections and OSHA activity does have an effect on worker health and safety.
Both state and federal agencies say they expect most of the issues will be solved by next year's audit. IOSHA spokeswoman Amanda Stanley says some of the benchmarks, such as the number of inspections, have been revised and will be easier to meet. The 2014 goal was 2,000 inspections, and the new goal is 1,200. Stanley also notes the staffing benchmark hasn't been revised for more than 3 decades, and federal and state agencies are discussing reevaluating the measure.
We want to make sure that the measure accurately reflects the current environment.
IOSHA receives about half its funding from federal awards. Federal officials say if a state agency can't fulfill its duties, that funding could be taken away, although Indiana is far from that point. Federal officials are expected to conduct the 2015 audit early next year. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fenton.